Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Walter Danesi, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Monday, May 20, 2024. With news, with sports, with music, and we'll have a feature on tango lyricist Homero Manzi, famously known as the writer of the world anthem Sur, one of the most famous tango songs ever written, South. Homero Manzi is the poet behind the lyrics of this great classic, among many others, so we'll get to know a little more about him, and obviously we'll enjoy some of the tunes that he penned. We'll also have the regular DX supplement of every week with interesting hearings for DXers and radio listeners and shortwave fans around the world that is produced by our good friend Arnaldo Slain. And today, having Walter Danesi as our sound technician, we always invite him to share some of his musical knowledge, especially from the 1970s, and bring some interesting record to share, usually stuff that we don't play on our radio show. And today we'll have something a little hard rock from the early 1970s that he's unearthing for us to enjoy on the airwaves today, as part of this section that we can call it the Danesi Choice, Danesi's Choice or Danesi's Selection. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555. And then, of course, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports. If you listen on the shortwaves, this show is at on the frequency 5850 kilohertz. We are also streaming live through rae.com.ar, where you can also listen to our shows as podcasts, and you may also download our free app for mobile devices and listen to us on your Android or Apple phone. The news now. These are the headlines. Spain recalls ambassador from Buenos Aires over a speech of the Argentine president in Madrid. Dominican Republic, Luis Abinader wins the vote and was re-elected as president. Nearly 160 dead in floods in southern Brazil. Rain forecast continues. According to a survey, the greatest concern of Argentines is poverty. The presidents of Mexico and Guatemala agreed on more cooperation on migration and fight against drug traffickers. Sports: Carlos Tevez is no longer the coach of Independiente. And these are the news. A speech by President Javier Milei in Madrid has sparked a diplomatic crisis between Argentina and Spain. Without naming her, the South American leader accused Begoña Gómez, the wife of the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez, of being corrupt. He said this while attending a convention of right-wing Vox Party in the Spanish capital. Spain's government condemned Mr. Milei's remarks, demanded a public apology, and recalled its ambassador to Buenos Aires for consultations. On Monday, Mr. Sánchez considered that the Argentine leader did not live up to his statements and demanded a rectification. At a press conference, the premier said, "Between governments, affections are free, but respect is sacred." Meanwhile, his foreign minister José Manuel Álvarez published that Milei's words in Madrid go beyond any kind of political and ideological difference. In Buenos Aires, meanwhile, they assure that the head of the state will not apologize for his comments. Presidential spokesman Manuel Adorni published the next that it is Sanchez's government that should ask for forgiveness. And he recalled that several Spanish officials had said that the Argentine government was anti-democratic, haters, and that Milei consumed substances. Interior Minister Guillermo Francos, for his part, said that in Madrid they can wait calmly for an apology because it is not going to come. Meanwhile, the European Union's diplomatic chief, Josep Borrell, questioned Milei's comments about Begoña Gómez. On social media, he said, "Attacks against relatives of political leaders have no place in our culture. We condemn them, especially when they come from partners." At the Vox convention, Javier Milei had asserted this weekend that socialism is destructive and that it generates high levels of abuse. It was then that he said, and I quote, "Even if you have a corrupt woman and she gets dirty and somebody takes 5 days off to think about that." The president was alluding to an investigation into alleged influence peddling targeting the Spanish First Lady. Mr. Sanchez flatly rejected these accusations, calling them a smear campaign, and was on the verge of resigning in protest while taking 5 days off. Luis Abinader was re-elected as president of the Dominican Republic. The liberal won yesterday's elections with almost 60% of the vote. His main rival, the progressive Leonel Fernández, obtained almost 27%. In his first speech after the victory, Mr. Abinader said, "I assume the trust that I have received and the obligation not to let you down. I will not fail you." Speaking to supporters in capital Santo Domingo, the president affirmed, "We have shown that progress can be achieved with inclusion," and added, "The best is yet to come." In Brazil, 158 people have now died in the floods in the state of Rio Grande do Sul. Over the weekend, rescuers recovered two more bodies in the disaster area while the search continues for some 90 missing people. The disaster has forced more than 600,000 people to leave their homes and remain in shelters or in the homes of family and friends. According to media reports, the rivers continue to recede and the situation is beginning to improve. However, the state's main city, Porto Alegre, remains flooded in many areas, and in addition, authorities have acknowledged that its airport will remain closed at least until September. In this context, meteorologists warned that the heavy rain situation could return to the region in the coming days, so the crisis is not over yet, they underlined. In Peru, Congress rejected motions to remove President Dina Boluarte from office. Three motions were presented in Parliament, none of which received more than 40 votes in favor, failing to reach the minimum required to move forward. The motions were prompted by the opposition in the face of alleged corruption cases involving Ms. Boluarte. One of them is for allegedly seeking to cover up for his brother, Nicanor Boluarte, who was arrested for a few days amid an investigation into influence peddling. According to a survey, poverty is the main concern of Argentines. Consultancy Equipo Mide says that, for the majority, inflation is no longer the priority issue to be solved. The study reveals that the social situation is the most serious problem for 80% of poll takers, while price increases are the most serious for 15%. The survey also shows that the third most serious concern for Argentines is corruption, followed by crime and then unemployment. The Equipo Mide study comprised more than 1,800 people surveyed at the beginning of May. It also revealed that more than half support President Javier Milei and the direction of his administration. The presidents of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, and of Guatemala, Bernardo Arévalo, have agreed to cooperate more closely on migration and the fight against drug trafficking. The Mexican leader received his Central American counterpart in the border city of Tapachula. This is the first bilateral meeting since Mr. Arévalo assumed the Guatemalan presidency in January. The leaders also discussed the possibility of extending rail links between the two Latin American nations. According to Mr. López Obrador, we are committed to helping each other at all times with the neighboring country. And he continued, but even more so now that the people of Guatemala have elected a president with a democratic vocation and a social dimension. President Arevalo, for his part, declared that the bilateral agenda must ensure that the Mexican-Guatemalan border is one of union, not one that separates. On the issue of migration, the heads of state renewed their commitment to support communities of origin so that they are not forced to migrate. Many of the people who pass through Mexico, among other countries, on their way to the US in what are known as migrant caravans, come from Guatemala. And now, sports. Carlos Tevez has stepped down as Independiente coach less than a year after taking over. The former Boca, Manchester City, Manchester United and Juventus player stepped down after a string of poor results. Yesterday he bid farewell to El Rojo, the Reds, with a goalless draw against Platense. Meanwhile, in the second round of the Liga Profesional, Boca overturned a partial defeat with a 4-2 win over Central Córdoba. In other local league results, Independiente Rivadavia and Godoy Cruz equalized with no goals, River defeated Belgrano 3-0, Defensa y Justicia and Gimnasia equalized on one goal, same score for Instituto and Unión, and Barraca Central Sarmiento. Platense and Independiente, as we mentioned, equalized with no goals, Banfield equalized with Huracán 1-1, Talleres defeated Atlético Tucumán 2-0, and the date goes on today, Monday. And these were the news on RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE. Argentina al mundo.
All right, folks, coming up, a feature on tango lyricist and poet Homero Manzi. But before that, we'll have a little bit of music, and this is a cover version of a classic tune in the English language, which is called The House of the Rising Sun. I'm pretty sure that you heard about this track. That is it's a folk tune from the late 19th century, early 20th century. It's not very clear who wrote it, even though for generations of people, the most famous rendition of it is a track by British band The Animals in the 1960s. The song became so popular that got covered in Spanish by a very popular singer in Argentina, Palito Ortega. So here's his rendition of The House of the Rising Sun, La Casa del Sol Naciente in Spanish by Palito Ortega.
Allá donde nace el día, allá donde nace el sol, está nuestra casa pequeña, donde un día buscaba tu amor.
Thank you. vida tan lejos de mí. Ya no estás y me arrepiento no haberte preguntado al fin. ¿Por qué me negaste ese tiempo que contigo no pude vivir?
Rai, Argentina to the World presents Homero Manzi, the great poet of tango. Homero Manzi, one of the greatest Argentine poets, never published a book with his work. Instead, he left lyrics for more than 100 songs, tangos and milongas alike, of unparalleled poetic quality that keep his name alive even 60 years after his death. Homero Manzi was born in 1907 in the province of Santiago del Estero in Argentina's northern region. But few years later, his family relocated to Buenos Aires City, where Manzi grew up, in blue-collar neighborhoods away from the city center, where urban and rural worlds collided. This experience left a lifelong mark, and the image of those neighborhoods would be settings for his works. Homero Manzi completed his secondary high school studies in a boarding school and then joined the School of Law. Around that time, he became friends with Catulo Castillo, whose writer and father, José González Castillo, was an influence on his starting a career in literature. Poet and tango scholar Héctor Negro points out the importance of these relationships to young Homero Manzi in the following way. The first lyrics by Manzi in 1926 were a poem that he submitted to a literary contest, and the organizers of the competition suggested him to take the verses to a composer because a great song was in the making, they told him.
Manzi then shows the words to his friend Catulo, and the latter's father takes them to pianist Sebastian Piana, who agrees that the lyrics could become a hit song of high quality. And this is how the tune Viejo Ciego, Blind Old Man, is born.
Y Cátulo y Manzi fueron sus mejores discípulos. Entonces Cátulo le lleva a Homero Manzi y se lo presenta a Sebastián Piana.
Trayendo las quejas del viejo violín, y en medio del humo parece un fantoche tu rara silueta de flaco rocín. Junto al parroquiano tan viejo y tan ciego, al ir descensando tu eterna canción, pones en las almas recuerdos añejos y un poco de pena mezclas el alcohol. El día que se apaga en tu tango que es peloso, tendrás que poner de humo la luz del bodegón, y habrá en los naipes ocios un sello misterioso, y habrá en las almas simples un algo de emoción. El día que no se oiga la voz de tu instrumento, cuando dejes tu hueso debajo de un portal, los bardos jubilados sin falso sentimiento con una canzoneta te harán el funeral. Pareces un verso del loco Carriego, pareces el alma del mismo violín, junto al parroquiano, tan viejo y tan ciego, tan lleno de pena, tan lleno de esplir. Cuando oigo tus notas me invade el recuerdo de aquella muchacha de tiempos atrás. A ver, viejo ciego, toca un tango lerdo, muy lerdo y muy triste, que quiero llorar.
With musician Sebastián Piana, Homero Manzi wrote some of his most famous songs. Both artists were considered renovators of the milonga genre, that until then had been mainly associated with the countryside, with rural culture. Piana and Manzi gave milonga its urban touch. Together, they penned Sad Milonga, Milonga del 900, and Sentimental Milonga.
Milonga para recordarte, milonga sentimental. Otros se quejan llorando, yo canto para no llorar. Tu amor se secó de golpe, nunca dijiste por qué. Yo me consuelo pensando que fue traición de mujer. Varón, pa' quererte mucho, varón, pa' desearte el bien, varón, pa' olvidar agravios porque ya te perdoné. Tal vez no lo sepas nunca, tal vez no lo puedas querer, tal vez te provoque risa verme tirado a tus pies. Es fácil pegar un tajo pa' cobrar una traición, o jugar en una daga la suerte de un ilusión, pero no es fácil cortarse los tientos de un metejor cuando están bien amarrados al palo del corazón. Varón, pa' quererte mucho, varón, pa' desearte el bien, varón, pa' olvidar agravios porque ya te perdoné. Tal vez no lo sepas nunca, tal vez no lo puedas querer, tal vez te provoque risa verme tirado a tus pies. Milonga que hizo tu ausencia, milonga de vocación, milonga para que nunca la canten en tu balcón, pa' que vuelvas con la noche y te vayas con el sol, pa' decirte que sí a veces o pa' gritarte que no. Varón, pa' quererte mucho, varón, pa' desearte el bien, varón, pa' olvidar agravios porque ya te perdoné. Tal vez no lo sepas nunca, tal vez no lo puedas querer, tal vez te provoque risa verme tirado a tus pies.
In addition to being a renowned poet, Mansi was a passionate political activist and unionist as well. He was also a teacher, a journalist, a scriptwriter for radio and cinema as well, and was even a film director a couple of times. There was practically no area of culture where Mansi did not participate. Therefore, after criticizing the topics covered by Argentine films, he decided to intervene. The first three films were made in collaboration with Ulises Petit de Murat. They became hits in the history of Argentine filmmaking. This is what poet Horacio Salas affirmed about Mansi's relationship with cinema. Mansi died at 43, leaving behind an impressive wealth of work. At the night table of the clinic where he died, a script was found for a film on the life of aviator Jorge Newbery. Mansi was a scriptwriter for films such as Pampa Bárbara, The Gaucho War, Their Best Student, The Old Hucha, and many others. In summary, fundamental films in the history of Argentine filmmaking. Those movies were landmarks because they were the first to explore Argentine historical subjects. Movies became his passion and he devoted almost all of his time to them. However, it is music that made him an unforgettable artist. His friend Aníbal Troilo, bandoneon player and director of the most famous tango orchestra in the 1940s, recorded more than 40 works written by Mansi. And together, they penned five. Among them, there's the tango South, that is a staple for any tango artist, despite Troilo's version with Edmundo Rivero on vocals being the most famous.
Del herrero, barro y pampa, tu casa, tu vereda y el sanjón, y un perfume de suyos y de alfalfa que me llena de nuevo el corazón. Su paredón y después una luz de almacén, ya nunca me verás como me vieras, recostado en la vidriera, esperándote.
Ya nunca alumbraré con las estrellas nuestra marcha sin querella por las noches de Pompeya. Las calles y las lunas suburbanas y mi amor en tu ventana, todo ha muerto, ya lo sé. Ni Boedo antiguo, ni lo perdí, Pompeya, y al llegar al terraplén, tu 20 años temblando de cariño, bajo el beso que entonces te robé, nostalgia de los años que han pasado, arena que la vida se llevó, pesadumbre del barrio que ha cambiado y amargura del sueño. Paredón y después una luz de almacén, ya nunca me verás como me vieras, recostado en la vidriera esperándote. Ya nunca alumbraré con las estrellas nuestra marcha sin querella por las noches de Pompeya, las calles y las lunas suburbanas y mi amor en tu ventana, todo ha muerto, ya lo sé.
Manzi's verses are usually filled with nostalgia, like tango itself is. Through them, Manzi views people and things with tenderness and with compassion. In addition to poor neighborhoods, lost love was another big theme for his creations.
Tembló con tu canción. Esta mesa, este espejo y estos cuadros.
In the late 30s, Homero Manzi met Nelly Omar, the so-called Gardel with a skirt, and they fell in love. From that forbidden love, as Manzi was a married man, songs like After, Bitter Fruit, and None were born. Out of all the tangos he wrote inspired by that love, there's Malena, that Manzi wrote in 1941. There are many theories about who's the real Malena. Despite Manzi's family denying this time and again, the most popular theory states that Omar is the muse and object of the song. Nelly herself began to admit this many years after Manzi's death.
Malena canta el tango como ninguna y en cada verso pone su corazón. Ayuyo del suburbio su voz perfuma. Malena tiene pena de bandoneón. Tal vez allá en la infancia su voz de alondra tomó ese tono oscuro de callejón. ¿O acaso aquel romance que solo nombra cuando se pone triste con el alcohol? Malena canta el tango con voz de sombra. Malena tiene pena de bandoneón. Tu canción tiene el frío del último encuentro. Tu canción se hace amarga la sal del recuerdo. Yo no sé si tu voz es la flor de una pena, solo sé que al rumor de tus tangos, Malena, te siento más buena que yo.
Thank you.
los tangos son criaturas abandonadas que cruzan sobre el barro del callejón cuando todas las puertas están cerradas y ladran los fantasmas de la canción. Malena canta el tango con voz quebrada. Malena tiene pena de bandoneón.
The great Homero Manzi died very young, in 1951. He was 43 and had been struggling with cancer for a while. The amount of poems and scripts that he wrote during the short career tells us of an extraordinary creativity. If we consider that these works were of significant quality, we can't deny that Manzi was a genius. And this is how poet and critic Héctor Negro underlines that genius.
Bueno, para mí fue el poeta por excelencia.
To me, he was the par excellence poet within tango lyricism. Manzi was a full-fledged poet, and the clear statement is when he defines himself as a man who wants to write words for people, rather than simply being a man of words. So he pours all of his poetic creativity into tango lyrics. He had written many poems that were never published in books, but he took that art to tango and milongas. And that's how he developed most of his work. Manzi's language was essentially poetic. It was poetry put at the service of the song, milonga, of tango. That's where he achieved summits such as South or The Last Little Organ. In summary, he left behind a priceless work of art.
Después, la luna en sangre y tu emoción, y el anticipo del final, en un oscuro nubarrón. Luego, irremediablemente, tus ojos tan ausentes, llorando sin dolor, y después, la noche enorme en el cristal. Tu fatiga de vivir y mi deseo de luchar. Luego tu piel como de nieve y en una ausencia leve tu pálido final. Todo retorna del recuerdo, tu pena y tu silencio, tu angustia, tu misterio. Todo se abisma en el pasado, tu nombre repetido, tu duda y tu cansancio. Sombra más fuerte que la muerte, grito perdido en el olvido. Paso que vuelve del fracaso, canción hecha a pedazos que aún es canción. Después vendrá el olvido o no vendrá, y mentiré para reír y mentiré para llorar. Torpe fantasma del pasado bailando en el tinglado, tal vez para olvidar. Y después en el silencio de tu voz se hará un dolor de soledad y gritaré para vivir como si huyera del recuerdo el arrepentimiento para poder morir. Todo retorna del recuerdo.
RAI, Argentina to the World, presented the great poet of tango, Homero Manzi.
Todo se abisma en el pasado, tu nombre repetido, tu duda y tu cansancio. Sombra más fuerte que la muerte, grito perdido.
Presented by Fernando Farías. Produced by Julieta Galván. Edition, Esteban Villarroel.
Canción hecha pedazos que aún es canción.
RAI, Argentina al mundo. RAI, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
Al viento que quiero mi aliento perder al bailar. Suenen guitarras al viento que quiero mi aliento perder al bailar. Quiero dejar que mi alma se olvide de todo vibrando al bailar. Quiero perder mi amargura, vivir mi locura, bailar y bailar. Quiero quemar en mi fuego el dolor y olvidar esa pena de amor.Quiero de nuevo sentirme vivir, quiero bailando morir. Suenen guitarras al viento, que quiero mi aliento perder al bailar. Suenen guitarras al viento, que quiero mi aliento perder al bailar. ¡Eso! Quiero en el aire encontrarme y despedazarme en cada compás.Quiero las palmas golpeando, mi cuerpo temblando, bailar y bailar. Quiero quemar en mi fuego el dolor y olvidar esa pena de amor. Quiero de nuevo sentirme vivir, quiero bailando morir.
Suenen guitarras al viento, que quiero mi aliento perder al bailar. Suenen guitarras al viento, que quiero mi aliento perder al bailar.
Quiero dejar que mi alma se olvide de todo vibrando al bailar. Ay, quiero perder mi amargura, vivir mi locura, bailar y bailar. Quiero quemar en mi fuego el dolor y olvidar esa pena de amor. Quiero de nuevo sentirme vivir, quiero bailando morir.
Suenen guitarras al viento, que quiero mi aliento perder al bailar.
Quiero en el aire encontrarme y despedazarme en cada compás. Quiero las palmas golpeando, mi cuerpo temblando, bailar, bailar. Quiero quemar en mi fuego el dolor y olvidar esa pena de amor. Quiero de nuevo sentirme vivir, quiero bailando morir.
¡La, la, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, Argentine, 面向世界。
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, we were listening to Sandro interpreting Guitarras al Viento, guitars to the winds, or something like that. Now we'll have the regular DX supplement of every week that is produced by Arnaldo Slayen. We've got a pretty interesting list of hearings for the Xers and shortwave listeners around the world. Let's start with Antarctica, with our very own Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, the shortwave station operating out of the Esperanza base of Argentina on the Antarctic Peninsula, a station that is part of Radio Nacional's network, Argentina's public national radio's network, and is, so to speak, a sister station of this very own broadcaster, RAI.LRA 36, Arcángel San Gabriel National Radio, is increasing its presence on the shortwaves with various broadcasts through its frequency of 15,476 kHz on the international 19-meter band. This broadcaster now has the following schedule with four weekly transmissions. Tuesdays, 13 through 1500 hours UTC time, Thursdays, 1800 through 2000 hours UTC time. Fridays, 1200 through 1500 hours UTC time. And Saturdays, 1800 hours through 2100 hours UTC time. All of these transmissions are carried out on USB mode. Moving on to Finland, we've got Radio Pico. It's the new low-power shortwave station that is going to be operating as from June 1st from Asikaka in Finland. The test broadcast, or the trial transmissions, will be carried out on May 25 and 26, very likely, very probably. Not confirmed yet, but that's the most likely date for the trial transmissions of this new station, Radio Pico from Finland. The frequencies for them is 3,990, 5,980 and 9,770 kilohertz. The station will remain operational on Saturdays and Sundays until August 15. It will be broadcasting with 10 watts and they will be airing big band music. The website of this station is radiopico.fi. If you want to send an email, their address is picofinland, as in P-I-K-O, finland at gmail.com. Continuing with Finland, with Scandinavia, let's move on to Denmark. We've got Radio 208 broadcasting from Vidovre on 5,970 kilohertz. They go on the air around 7:45 UTC time with rock music and English language broadcasting. It is identifying itself as Radio 208 Copenhagen. Remaining in Denmark, we'd like to report on World Music Radio operating on 15,700 kilohertz. It could be picked up broadcasting via the transmitter located in Randers around 16:16 UTC time, with songs and with IDs. You are listening to World Music Radio, says the ID that could be understood. WMR, World Music Radio. It was picked up around 1700 hours UTC time on the frequency of 25,800 kilohertz through their transmitter located in Marslet, Denmark. Moving on now to China, we've got Voice of the Greater Bay Area broadcasting with the following schedule in Cantonese language on 7,345 kilohertz and 15,550 kilohertz. This station broadcasts between 2055 and 2400 hours and between 1100 and 1805 UTC time always. Voice of the Greater Bay Area also broadcasts in Cantonese between 2055 and 0100 hours on the frequencies of 9,745 kHz and 13,770 kHz. On the frequency of 13,770 kHz and 9,745 kHz, this station broadcasts between 0100 and 1805, and on 15,550 and 7,345 kilohertz, it broadcasts between midnight and 11 a.m. UTC time. Moving on now to Voice of Minorities, the eighth program of the Chinese Broadcasting Corporation that targets ethnic minorities. It broadcasts in Korean through the frequency of 9,785 kilohertz, between 0600 and 0800 hours and between 0900 and 1400 hours UTC time. Moreover, Voice of Minorities broadcasts in Mongolese, the language of Mongolia, on 9610 kilohertz between 2100 and 0100 hours and between 0200 hours and 0500 hours on the frequency of 11810 kilohertz and between 2100 and 0100 hours and between 0200 and 0500 hours UTC time all the time. Next, we've got Voice of Straight Chinese Service broadcasting on 4900 kilohertz from Fuzhou daily between 1140 and 1300 hours. And finally, let's report on China Huayi Broadcasting Corporation airing programs on the shortwaves via 6,185 kHz daily between 0945 and 1600 hours in Chinese language. And that was the DX supplement of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, that is weekly produced by Arnaldo Sly. And thank you for listening in kind 73s.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And we've got music now, and as I like to do every time Walter Danesi is behind the board, the mixing board operating this show, is to invite him to suggest some music for our show, because he's a connoisseur of the progressive rock music, the early rock of Argentina, especially focusing on the 1970s, which is honestly is an area, a field, a universe of music that I'm not that well acquainted. I only know the basics, no? The songs that hit the radio, but there were tons of records that were issued those days that many consider to be a golden era of Argentine rock. We are focusing on the early 1970s, mid-1970s, that period of time. And Walter is inviting us to enjoy a track by Papo, Norberto Napolitano, mainly known as Papo, also known as El Carpo, who is, well, I dare to say he's the referent of blues rock guitar in Argentina, no? Like the number one reference if you're talking about blues rock guitar in this country. He's definitely in the top five of Argentine rock guitarists of all time, but if you're talking about blues rock, this is the man, or was the man, because he died tragically in a motorbike crash in the year 2005. At the age of 50, he was pretty young. But he definitely left a mark in the music of this country and in the guitar playing of this country. There are Papo tributes happening all the time. And if you have a jam of musicians on a stage, it's very likely that the majority of the tunes that those musicians are going to improvise on are going to be Papo songs, because everybody knows them by heart. They are blues, so they are pretty basic, and they invite you to improvise. Papo is considered a referent of both blues rock and also hard rock. He got to play with B.B. King in the 1990s, and he also founded a hard rock slash heavy metal band in the 1980s called Riff. So he's respected in both fields, blues rock or blues, and also hard rock. And the band, or the vessel through which he expressed this music, blues rock, was his very own Papo's Blues, that released several records, all entitled Papo's Blues Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3. And recording those albums, you can find the who's who of Argentine rock, like the elite, especially in the 1970s. And the track we are going to play is not among the most famous. It's definitely not among the tracks that usually are played on the radio. And it's called a Stratocaster Boogie from the year 1973. This is recorded as a trio, oh, a power trio, just three musicians. That is something that always amazes me. I mean, the fact that just three musicians, bass, guitar, the guitar is singing, in this case Papo, and a drummer could fill an album in a stadium and provide all that energy. And Papo's Blues is definitely a referent of that genre, no? The power trio rock. Another anecdote or trivia that is shared by Walter with us is that this album was recorded in half hour, 30 minutes. That means that just one take for a song, two at the most. If you think about the record of the Beatles with Please Please Me, that was recorded in a day, you know, like 10 to 12 hours. Well, this tops that. An album recorded in half hour. And from that album, we share this track, Stratocaster Boogie by Papos Blues. Instrumental, palo y a la bolsa, we say in Argentina, like right ahead, no? Rock right ahead, no questions asked. An instrumental tune entitled Stratocaster Boogie by Papos Blues from their third album, from this group's third album called Volume 3, that has two incredible musicians that are legendary in their own right in the history of Argentine rock, such as Pomo on the drums, Pomo Lorenzo, Héctor Pomo Lorenzo on drums, and Carlos Alberto, aka Machi Rufino, on bass. Papos Blues got to record 7 volumes. Volume 1, 2, 3, 4. Number 5 was called Triangle. Number 6, 7. Then there was something called Local Blues in 1992. And Volume 8 in 1995. Well, this was a little bit of music that is suggested and shared with us by our good friend Walter Danesi, who's operating today RAE's show. Let's do the headlines before signing off. Spain recalls ambassador from Buenos Aires over a speech of the Argentine presidents in Madrid. Dominican Republic, Luis Abinader wins the vote and is re-elected as president. Nearly 160 dead in floods in southern Brazil. Rain forecast continues. According to a survey, the greatest concern of Argentines is poverty. The presidents of Mexico and Guatemala agreed on more cooperation on migration and the fight against drug traffickers. Sports. Carlos Tevez is no longer the coach of Independiente. And with this, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English, for Monday, May 20, 2024. The sound technician and music program for today was also Walter Danesi and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening, folks, and hasta mañana.